Walmart, the world's largest retailer, reported today that its sales rose over the holiday shopping season if you look at in-store sales. Its growth online slowed down, and the company says operational challenges are responsible. Translation, Amazon. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
And is that it? It's Amazon and that's what's holding Walmart back?
It's online sales. It's the shift to online sales, which A, Walmart has not been so good at. B, tend to be more profitable now than in-store sales for a lot of reasons, right? It's just easier to use and to build an online operation. And customers tend to spend more and on more expensive things. This change has happened rapidly over the last decade or so, and Walmart just hasn't sort of seen it coming as clearly as it should have, whereas Amazon is kind of eating everyone's lunch. So that's exactly what's happening. We're at a tipping point where more people are spending more money online, and it's starting to hurt Walmart.
But Walmart has certainly tried to get online sales up. They bought the online store Jet in September 2016, and last year bought Bonobos?
Yep.
Has that been paying off?
Well, unclear yet. So Jet, they bought largely because it had an infrastructure and they wanted the guy who ran it to come and do the same sort of thing at Walmart. And he's trying to. There's no question. Bonobos is one of these newfangled types of stores that you don't really buy the stuff. You go to the store, you try everything on, and then it gets sent from a warehouse to your house. So these are cultural shifts for Walmart, right? When you look at the fact that Walmart's the world's biggest retailer, more people go into a Walmart store than pretty much do anything else in a given week. It is a hard shift for them to reconcile that with their current customer base. So for the moment, these are growing pains, but Walmart is understanding it needs to grow a lot faster in the digital online space than it's already doing.
Okay, another topic I wanted to ask you about while we have you today. Venezuela launched the presale of a new cryptocurrency called the Petro, backed by oil. They've been dealing with terrible inflation in Venezuela. Is this going to work?
I don't think so. I think this is largely about evading sanctions because it's just hard for Venezuela to get its hands on dollars. Obviously, it sells oil, but it's been selling less and less oil, producing less and less oil over time. That's where it gets its dollars from. But the currency that they use in Venezuela has been depreciating at such a rate. You and I talked about Zimbabwe trying this recently. They went for a dollar-denominated currency, and it collapsed instantly because nobody believes that there's anything backing it. In theory, this cryptocurrency, which is based on the Ethereum platform as opposed to the Bitcoin platform, is supposed to be pegged to the country's natural resources, mostly oil, but some gold and silver. In practice, it's not sure that that actually works. I would wait to see what happens, but fundamentally, dealing in a cryptocurrency means they're not dealing in dollars, which means they're not subject to the sanctions that have been imposed by the United States. I think that's this effort. Building a currency is very, very hard work if you're a country that's actually working well and your economy is stable. For a country like Venezuela, which is very broken with a very broken economy, I don't think that they're really going to succeed with building a new currency.
More of a sign of desperation at this
point. I think so.
That's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Jeremy.